We didn't see Morgan out there today, obviously. What's the key for you guys as a unit if he can't go, in terms of trying to replace him with all the different roles that he plays?
Well,
for you?
One thing about it, we can't replace Morgan. Morgan is one of our top leaders on this defense, man. He's very vocal. He's a guy that you never have to worry about making a mistake or just being in the wrong spot. So, you know, that just makes us have to tighten up a little more. You know, pay attention to the down and distance, make those checks and calls, and be vocal and all communicate together. I think it's going to be our biggest part with Morgan, not practicing today.
Does if he can't go Sunday, does that force you into some different roles, trying to, you know, I mean, possibly having to play some other positions?
Most definitely. If Morgan can't go this week, man, it'll be on me to step up and you know, make more plays and just be more aware of what's around me and you know, what I need to do to step up and be the leader.
Have you seen this impact coming from Blake? And if so, what made you believe that maybe he'd be a guy in his second year that could make that kind of jump? Because he seems to be making plays all over every week.
Man, I don't know. I don't even know who that guy is. The new guy in that 5-0 jersey, I don't even know where he came from. He's been making plays, been playing fast, not really worrying about the calls, not... He's just been playing balls all year, man, and it's amazing to have him at the linebacker position, just playing fast and not being afraid to make my mistakes, any of the mistakes, and I think that's big for us.